Aloha.
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 Happy Easter. It's still morning for me. So let's begin. So I think Easter is likely named for the goddess Astora. And she was the goddess who was in charge of the rebirth of Earth. And of course, all of our religions and myths build on each other in life. And these are the powers outside ourselves that guide us. When I think of the life of Jesus, I really think of the Christ within, or the loving, living, pure light that he brought in. And I believe that this is something that we're all asked to do, to bring in that pure, loving light, the Christos, the crystalline light, which in my mind, your mind's eye might see it differently, is like an opalescent light with many colors in it, but mostly opalescent and with a mixture of other whites and clear light. It's and the shades can change depending on our needs. Now, that's my perception. You just might feel this sense of acceptance, this knowing that you are wanted, that you are loved, and that your life can transform. Enlightenment is being able to bring this light within and let it open us. Find all the quantum particles of you and open them into a greater potential than what you have been able to maintain on a man-made framework. And that would be the structures that men set up. We often talk about transcending the earth life, but if you really think about it, it's the ones that men made and women made around the earth. And transcendence is being able to leave those, what you could call matrices, scaffoldings, patterns, and transcend the way that we think. Other things that we transcend are fear. I left a fear-based religion. Some of you have too. And by leaving that, we devote a life to being able to feel that loving light within, the dweller within, the part of us that's bigger than we are in our man-made life. So we're going to do a process today that helps us enhance that. What we know about this light is that it accepts us unconditionally. It cherishes us, and it allows us to forgive ourselves and other people. And we don't mean forgiveness in, you know, just saying some words or saying someone isn't guilty of something or forgetting something. What we mean is we have let go of the pattern that attracted that in the first place, that we're not going to dwell on blaming, that we're going to use our power differently, that the power within, that light within, is going to be used to transcend the limitations that our world has built, and that we're going to build and strive for a better life. And with quantum physics, I believe this is possible. So go ahead and take a breath, a deep breath. I let the light fill the belly. And so many of us are fine just staying at home in our little caves, which will be our sanctuary or our church, you could say. And others are in a lot of distress. They're ill, or they've lost a job, or they're on the front lines in grocery stores. They're on the front lines in hospitals. They're really just on the front line of all of this. And for you, I also will be holding you today for this love, because I know there's an exhaustion and a weariness that sets in. So breathe, connecting everyone to source and everyone to pure divine light, to that truth. drop your attention down to your belly button and below your belly button. And we're just going to clear out body energy that's there. Any places that we have committed to insecurity. And that's not an easy place to clear right now. I commend you if you have. We're going to work on it all today. And rise up to the second chakra and that place of creativity where we give birth, where our ideas come from. And many of you who've worked with me, this is a pretty clear place. And then we're going to go up to the heart. And the heart opens when we work with this light. It has to, because it's the heart where we're going to meet our new world. The heart is where we'll be connecting with our new tribe. The heart is where our creation becomes manifest. The heart is how we begin to communicate. It won't be our busy mind as we move into the new world. It's going to be in the heart. So allow this energy to move down through the core of you, which would be the middle of you. Another way to look at a cross would be that divine line that transcends earth and heaven, coming all the way down straight. Allow that to be right in your body. Not to sacrifice yourself on, but to allow yourself to feel the full loving force of grace. And we usually think of the horizontal line in life as the way we connect and the way we build. And that's going to happen around the heart. Just doing some touch-ups on everyone. On that energy. And of course, if you just want to observe and not have any energy work happen to you, that's fine. But you can just say yes if you like some of these touch-ups. When I visited Bethlehem, I was a little surprised to realize that Jesus was born in a cave, not a manger. Well, maybe there was a manger, but it's in a cave. And of course, the resurrection happened in a cave. And so caves are a big part of the story of Easter, our modern day story of it. And caves are beautiful. They are containers of the light. And that's where we can go to find out what we're projecting. What lives within that we haven't quite finished yet. So I invite you all to see yourself in a cave. And it can be a beautiful cave. It can have a little light so that plants grow. It can have a pond. And I'd like you to decorate your cave with all of the spiritual things that have meaning to you. That can be animals, animal spirits. It can be angels. It can be teachers. It can be whatever works for you to feel that you're contained within this cave. Stones are quite interesting in our earth. They help absorb what we need to let go of. Stones are excellent with this. It's been practiced through thousands of years across many, many practices, and it's still true today. So the cave will help you absorb what you're letting go of, what you'd like to transcend today, what you would like the Christ light, the Christos light to come in and open up and transform. There are many patterns in your life that you've identified. You know exactly what your story is. You know exactly where that dysfunction came from. But there's a part of you that hasn't quite let go of the man-made life that you are living, the one that you agreed to. You haven't turned over that part of your life into the light fully. And this is where grace comes in. Because some of us are afraid of the light. Some of us feel it's too bright. Some of us don't want to leave the life that we've made. We're afraid it will ask too much of us. We're afraid of change. And there's a lot of comfort in being where we are, even if on some days it feels pretty stuck. So we're going to let the grace, this loving light, come into our bodies and into our cave. And let there be peace here. Let there be calm. Any part of you that is afraid can gently exit your body and be absorbed by the cave. Any part of you that doubts can go to the cave. And will allow this liquid light, pure divine energy, to move through your body as gently or as powerfully as it needs to be. Trust is such a big component of change. We have to trust where we're going, even if we don't know what it is. And how do we gain that trust? I find that I trust day by day. I build my power day by day. And in the moment of that infinite power and that infinite now, trust resides. So if your mind has wandered to the past or the future, bring it all the way back to this very moment. And it's in this moment that our awareness can transcend what was and what the potential, the infinite potential that we were building. We can make another shoot, another line of potential exist. That's how we change the world in an instant, just like you have seen people change in a moment, in a blink of an eye. Pull everything right to your center and allow your heart to be aware. The heart is so smart. There's so much wisdom there. I believe that the point of spiritual teaching is to teach us to trust from the inside out. We enter the universe through ourselves, through the depths of ourselves. And this is why meditation is important. It's also why knowing yourself is important. And if we're in fear, shame, or rejection, we don't know ourselves. We don't let the grace get into the deep pain in those parts. We let a little bit in, but we save the rest. And so this is an opportunity to practice letting that light in, which is renewal, which is what Easter is about. I see some of you have waterfalls, the water of life. Some of you have plants. Others have spirit guides there. If you're feeling a little wobbly, ask a spirit to come stabilize you as this loving light comes in. One of the other things that happens when we study spirituality is that we can get confused as to how many voices we're listening to, how many authorities there are. But when you condense it down to one, that there is only one power that supports you, and that's loving light. You can feel that sense of being solid and support it again. lots of people play power games in times like this. So you'll see people wanting to take your attention away from your empowered potential into a conspiracy theory or doubt or this or that. And the more you hold energy for yourself, the more the energy will build your new life. It won't be ongoing down a rabbit hole. It's going to be a containing and holding. In our group call, I was talking yesterday about how easy it is, especially the way we grew up in the man-made way that we were, to give up our power for other people. Some people do it out of fear. Some people do it because we feel like to be good, we will give it all away. But in this way of thinking of energy dynamics, there's enough for everybody. There's an infinite amount. And giving it away won't help them or you. You want to build it within yourself and know that they have that same potential. So if you realize that there's someone that you want to shift your relationship with, go ahead and allow that truth to go deep into all the cells of you, all the subatomic particles of you, all the empty spaces of you, all the organs of you, and let it flow through your bloodstream. And when our brains get worried or tense, they don't function as well. So we'll just let a little of that light wash through the left side of our body, beginning with the left side of the brain, and then the right side of our brain. And then where they work on the opposite. So the left side of your brain crossing over to the right side of your body, and the right side of your brain crossing over to the left side of your body. We'll allow this light to travel down the left and the right governing lines of energy, all the meridians, all the energy lines can be renewed at once. Some of you might be aware of things you'd like to let go of. And you can bury those in the earth. You can let the cave absorb them. If your body would like to be completely renewed, allow that to come in. Carbon copy of your body, strong, where the cells have strong integrity, and just wear it as you would like a new set of clothes. Just let that fall over your body and into the cells of your body and into your bones. And as this overlays your body, allow it to seep into the depth of you. Let's go down to our first chakra area, or the area right around below your belly. And we're going to allow the light to go through and remake any parts of you that feel insecure or not strong enough to remake your life. I want you to feel the connection to the new earth, our Mother Earth, in her most renewed and verdant state, clear air and clean water. And move into that creative center just above it. And allow the loving light to move through the creative center so we can let go of all the things that no longer serve us and build on what we know is true. In our dolphin group, we're letting go and burning down the things that we know. There's some things you just know right now that you're not going back to. And we want those just to disappear in the ashes in the floor of your cave or the walls of your cave. A strong connection. And we move to the solar plexus where the power of you resides. And most of us have spent most of our lifetime building, what is healthy self-esteem? What is that? What right do I have to hold power? And you have every right. Certainly you've had many examples in your life of people who have misused it. We have all misused it to a certain degree when we didn't use it for something that was in the best interest of loving light. But we can let go of all that and we can rebuild the future now. Bring your energy up into your heart. You guys are doing great here. The heart's where we're going to be making quite a few connections in our future world. And you want this to be clear, a clear heart, a strong heart, where the will of the light is done. The heart's quite willful, actually. It has an intelligence in it. Okay, we move up to the throat, which is very connected to the heart. And our throat is also full of equanimity. Our creative power is in our word. You think of all the wasted words and contradictory statements and the silly words we read. Just go ahead and let all of that go. We want a type of purity in our voice, in our word. We want the truth to be in our word. And we want our power in our word. Because this is where the magic happens, in our voice. And we can heal with sound, even if we don't know how to sing well. It doesn't matter. It's the sound that makes a difference. And one of the ways that we rebirth ourselves is through the sounds that we make. We can sing along with songs. We can make funny noises as we walk up the stairs. We just make noise. And let that practice of truth and power come out your voice. Children practice this when they're two and they learn how to say no. You might remember this as a parent or from your own childhood. They have learned to define what is true for them. And they practice making boundaries. It's a skill many of us will use again. Allow the energy to draw up to your third eye. We want to clear out any old dreams or potentials that we no longer desire. Let those just bounce off the walls of the cave or into the cave, into the floor. We don't need that anymore. Our third eye should be for loving light. And the potential of our choosing. As long as you bring heaven and earth along at the same time in your creation, it's a different way to add to the collective. So our potential will not be our hesitancy. Our potential will be all that we desire. And we move to the crown. And we go ahead and take in as much infinite light as we'd like. The stability of the energy comes from being in the center. So if we get a little lost, just pull everything to the center of you. It's also outside of you in a big expanded space, but the concentration must be in the center. And if we're dizzy, we want to practice where we put our focus. Are we looking through our eyes? Are we looking above our head? Are we looking deep in our body? And if you want to test that, try looking out your heart. See the world through your heart. Sort of like dropping your eyeballs to your heart. That's looking good. Looking very good. I'd like you to scan your body's energy. Just allow your attention to go where the divine is showing you. I'd like you to find a place of treasure within that you have yet to open, which will be part of this potential I'm talking about. Just let your mind's eye go to wherever that is. It could be your heart, it could be anywhere. If nothing comes to you, I think that'd be surprising, but if nothing comes to you, just breathe in your cave and just feel that loving light. It just means that you are waiting to open that potential, or maybe you already did. But find that treasure and open it. You may not have the consciousness to read all of it quite yet, but this is your gift for you and the world. And when you have it open, let it spread throughout your cave. And if it's right for you, you can let it spread throughout the world, as long as you hold the main power within you. Part of that light is for the world, and some of it is to be maintained in your body. So we have infinite light. Allow that to continue to flow through you, down your front and up your back, finding all the parts of you that are ready to receive grace. The part of you that was unacceptable that you're ready to let be acceptable now. I've taught Authentic Heart Protocol for years. And what is that? That's when we find a piece of our soul that's not quite in the light yet. It's a piece of light that's surrounded by density of experience and pain. And we hold that piece of ourselves in loving light until it's just pure light. And we find when we do that, it will find its way back to us. It's kind of a light enhanced soul retrieval. And I want you to do that for yourself today. If there's any part of you in resistance to loving light, I'd like you to bring it forth into your cave. It might be anywhere in the universe, but bring it here. It's just a part of you. And with this beautiful heart that you've been working on, if you can't do the heart, then I'll just allow loving light to be with this part. And this could be a part of doubt. It could be a part of exhaustion. And we allow that light to find the light within the density. There's always light in density. And we get a resonance going with the light that's buried in the density. And we hold on to that connection. And we allow what is around it to melt away. And sometimes it won't melt without the story. It has a story to tell you. Sometimes it has a pain that it wants you to know about, and that's okay. It has all the time in the world. But now that we've brought it into this space, into this infinite now, it has more ability to merge with you, to come home to you, to come home to the place where the light resides. It has gifts. It's been out and about learning things. But when our light evolves, it comes home. And that wisdom comes home too. I'm going to let us all hold that heart light and the loving light for everyone in the cave. Wherever your cave is, we're going to hold that light for everyone. I'll be silent for a while. I just want you to hold into that light at the right amount for you. You don't have to make it brighter. If that's uncomfortable, you just need to hold the love in the highest form, not the man-made interpretation. If you're still working on that, please allow that to continue. And we'd like all of our hearts to connect. And you don't have to do anything, but just sort of beam the light. You don't have to extend it. You don't have to do anything. A heart's not like an airplane where you get on it and you go to someone else. It's not like the mail, but just the signal of it. Everyone begins to resonate in a certain light, which helps creation. A lot of people create new potential for our new world that we're building, because in this great pause, we are no doubt going to come out stronger in spirit. You have to be, because we're all monks now, sitting at home, increasing our light and our power, if we're using it well. Go ahead and allow that new potential, that one thing that you want, that empowered you, to go ahead and send the light up. And that one thing that you want might just be for more people to be aligned as you are in this moment. And you'd like that little prayer to go straight up your crown to source and right into the heart. And if you're choosing loving light, connection with other people with loving light, that's what you're going to be creating. I have a heart gift for everyone, and I'm offering it now into you, into your cave. Now, some of you might be getting a little spacey, and I want you to be here now. Drop your eyeballs low in your body. Just drop your attention right into your body. And allow all the energy between you and source to be aligned. Just one straight line, all the way through the bottom of your feet. I want you to breathe, take some breaths. I want you to notice your cave, how it may have changed. Some of the cave walls may have turned to crystal. If you feel more fear in your cave, know that you can turn fear to love. Just turn on that light. Let the fear drain out. Let that loving light go through all the cells and subatomic particles of your body. Let that loving light wash over it. If you have programs or part of the man-made scaffolding you no longer want, just let that crumble like a pile of toothpicks. We gave up our power too long and too much of it. Okay, very good. Breathe in through your nose. Let your belly get big. And easily, doesn't have to be fast, just slowly pull in your stomach muscles to the back of your spine to exhale. So much of spirituality has been transcending Earth, when what we really want to do is be at home here, in light, in loving light, where there's a harmony. So for those working with different kingdoms on the planet, we'll allow the light to connect to you. For that, through all the kingdoms now. If you haven't received any messages in the cave, you might ask for an animal spirit to draw one in. Somebody here is working with crows. Which is the keeper of law and truth. It's a way to insist that you stay aligned to your truth. I want you to be able to stay in this energy, in this sanctuary, as long as you need to. And when I leave the call, I'm going to stay in meditation with you for another 45 minutes. And you're welcome to stay as long as what's correct for you, what feels right to you. If you are live on this call, so I need you to be live on this call, and you have a pressing message to me, you may send me an email, but I need you to know my VIP group comes first, so I will be dealing with anything that's happening with them first. But if you're live on the call and you get an email to me, I will answer it. But I really want to hold the sacred space of resurrection, our personal resurrection, our personal renewal, and the cave. Now, at the end of your meditation, I want you to exit the cave into the sunlight. And I want you to take some clearing breaths again. Now, on the other side of the cave. So your cave surrounded you and it had a container of your own energy. So you could see what you were projecting into the world on the walls of the cave. But when you come out, that's going to be less apparent. So you want to put a big sphere around you at a comfortable distance, just so you can continue that experience of who am I? I am that I am. This is the treasure I bring to myself in the world. This is my infinite potential that I shall unfold. And when you get in doubt, I want you to follow your line of energy from the top of your head to your place of power, where the Christos, where the crystalline energy resides. You can also use your heart. Now, I know some of you have a little mind confusion, and I will be holding you in equanimity. We're doing that now. Where the mind is spinning, just let your shoulders drop and hold into that calm peace. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're on my Facebook page, happy to join you there. Much love and peace to you. You'll also be getting a copy of this. Thank you very much, and aloha.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID.